Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Monday, December 15th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. A project's underway in Merced County that aims to restore thousands of acres of grasslands to benefit native species.
And we hope that this project at Grasslands is going to serve as a model for other habitat restoration and really floodplain reconnection projects across the state.
The project at a state park could bring back native grasses and Chinook salmon. We'll learn more in just a moment.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from Fresno Mazda, featuring 2025 models engineered to emphasize safety and adapt to all road and weather conditions during the holiday season. More information and the Mazda digital showroom available at myfresnomazda.com.
And now to our feature story. The San Joaquin River is hundreds of miles long, winding its way from the Sierra Nevada out to the Pacific Ocean. And there's one stretch of the river that some environmentalists call a step back in time. Great Valley Grasslands State Park lies along the river west of the small Merced County town of Stevenson. And according to California State Parks, this area is one of the best preserved examples of the valley's native habitat. It offers a glimpse into how the valley was before all the housing developments and farming operations that we see today. Environmental nonprofits American Rivers and River Partners, alongside California State Parks and local tribes, have been working together to restore habitat in the area, including removing a defunct levee, which has brought back floodplains. To talk more about this project and what restored floodplains actually do, today I'm speaking with Sarah Puckett. She's the Central California Program Director with American Rivers. Sarah starts our conversation with some background on Great Valley Grasslands State Park.
So the park it's about 2,800 acres, and it's one of the last remaining grasslands in California. So it's a really, we like to describe it as going back into a time machine. It's like what the Central Valley looked like before the great agricultural land that is now occupying most of the Central Valley. But this is what the land used to look like in California. It's native grassland habitat. And also the San Joaquin River flows right through Great Valley Grasslands State Park. And so there's also riparian habitat and trees that are located along the river.
Yeah, a press release from this initiative called the project a rare glimpse into the Central Valley's pre-settlement landscape. Just to elaborate on that a little bit more, when you say grasslands, where specifically are we talking about that these thousands of acres are? And what was it like before commercialism and farming, et cetera?
Yeah, so grasslands is located about 30 minutes west of Merced. It's between I-5 and 99. Mm-hmm. So, and it's only about 15 minutes east of I-5 and about an hour and a half north of Fresno. So right smack in the middle of the southern Central Valley, the San Joaquin Valley. And the interesting thing about grasslands is, although the state park is 2,800 acres, it's part of a larger grasslands ecological area that's 160,000 acres. So
wow.
This is one of the largest continuous blocks of wetland habitat and native grassland remaining in California.
So I was actually looking at an aerial view of the Great Valley Grasslands State Park prior to our discussion. And what stood out to me was that this area just, it looks untouched. You see the farmland that surrounds it, but it's really on a map view. It's interesting to look at. And American Rivers, along with your partners, is working on this project to bring more wildlife to the park. So tell us a little bit more about the specific efforts in this area.
Yeah, so there's a levee, which is a mostly just an informal pile of dirt that that was built in the 1950s that cuts off the San Joaquin River from the historic floodplain. And the floodplain is the natural low-lying area along rivers that absorb and store floodwaters. So these floodplains are very important ecosystems, and the floodplains in a portion at Grasslands have been cut off from the San Joaquin River. Mm-hmm. So the project is currently under construction. We're really excited that just this week, a portion of the levee, we made a little notch or a little hole in the levee that reconnected the San Joaquin River with about 220 acres of this historic floodplain at Great Valley Grassland State Park.
And I'm curious why the levee was put there in the first place in the 50s. Do you know?
Yeah, so it was built for cattle grazing, and but the last time that that land was used for cattle grazing was in 1982 when state parks purchased the land. So now we call it the levee to nowhere. And it's a perfect opportunity, and American Rivers and our partners with River Partners and California State Parks have been looking for these strategic areas where we have levees that that are not needed anymore. So they're the perfect location where we can lower them so that the rivers can be reconnected with the floodplain.
Yeah, sort of was a relic of a bygone era, I suppose. How long do you expect it'll take for the habitats in the state park to return to what they may have been like historically?
Well, once you restore with the help of humans to reconnect the river and the floodplain, the river will do the rest pretty quickly. And these river and these floodplains are pretty resilient. We expect that we could see transformation within the first year.
And tell us about the impact this could have on salmon habitats in the area. There's could be good for breeding or something, right?
Exactly. So what makes floodplains so unique and so important is the connection between the river and the land and the nutrients flowing in between. So when the water floods the floodplain and it brings those nutrients back into the river, and then that provides the food for the Chinook salmon that use and that swim up and down the San Joaquin River. And also, floodplains in California are a really great place for the juvenile, the young Chinook salmon to grow up. And we like to, in the floodplain community, call these floodplain fatties. And the Chinook salmon, the baby Chinook salmon, grow fatter when they use this important floodplain habitat, and then it makes them more robust for their long journey out and down the 350-mile long San Joaquin River, and so they can be robust and have an increased chance of survival when they spend about 3 years in the Pacific Ocean before they return to the rivers where they were born.
Wow. Now, I know there's often a lot of tension in California over sort of the fight between fish and farmers and water and everything. Was there any pushback on this project?
No, there was not. This is a project that's been supported all around. We're not impacting any farmland as part of this project. The 100% of the project footprint is in California State Park in Grassland State Park. So we really like to find projects that are a win-win for everyone, and farmland is not going to be impacted by this project.
So how does the public figure into these plans? Is this a place they'll be able to enjoy?
Yes. So California State Parks is currently undergoing a general plan. They're writing a general plan for Grassland State Parks right now. It's an exciting opportunity, and the public can get involved in this process. If you search Great Valley Grasslands State Park General Plan, it will pop up and you can sign up to get involved. And what State Parks is gathering feedback and input from the local community to determine what kind of public recreation and access people want at the park. So the park is currently open to the public, but it doesn't have a lot of amenities. So State Parks is trying to figure out where to build trails, and there would be more passive recreation so that the public could come and enjoy this park and see these newly restored floodplains and check out the beautiful vernal pools at the state park and enjoy nature in a pretty park-starved area of the Central Valley.
And before I let you go, Sarah, I'm curious what your organization, American Rivers, is hoping to do in other places of California, just any sort of long-term goals or what's next?
Yeah, well, first of all, I just wanted to say that this project would not have happened without many key partners. This was a really coordinated effort between American Rivers, California State Parks, River Partners, Flow West, the Northern Valley Yokut Tribe, and many organizations and groups and agencies have to work together to achieve a project of this scale and size. And we hope that this project at Grasslands is going to serve as a model for other habitat restoration and really floodplain reconnection projects across the state. And we also hope that when a project like this is built in the Central Valley, that it will people can see the benefits right away and will want to do more restoration projects across the state and across the country.
Sarah Puckett, the Central Valley Program Director for American Rivers. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
And that is today's show. Do you enjoy listening to Central Valley Daily? Support the show by leaving a 5-star rating in your podcast app. Thank you for your support. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.